You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast network.
You're listening to a weekly podcast made by Miami Dolphin fans for Miami Dolphin fans. Your source for entertaining Dolphin news, insight, and general conversation. Here's your host, Michael Fink.
Well, it's Tuesday, and we've got some breaking news. Tua Tagovailoa is going to be the Dolphins' starting quarterback going forward. With me to talk about that, I have Captain Kirk Marks.
Hey, Fin fans.
And Louis Rigoni.
Hey, Dolphins.
Guys, I'm fired up.
Mm-hmm.
I am fired up. And, you know, nothing against Fitzpatrick because I love the guy, but I really want to see what Tua can do. Kirk, we have the argument back and forth that he's your guy, and I told you no, he's not. He's our guy. So tell me about our guy. What do you think triggered the decision so quick?
I think that what triggered it was we're getting pressure from the other two quarterbacks. We have the media out there saying, did we choose the right one? Not that that would make Flores make that decision, but I think in practice, he must be lights out in practice right now, and he has that arm. And I think that they had planned on, no matter when our bye week was, getting this kid in after the bye week. So I think that with practice and an extra week to go, that they want to get him in there and get that new toy out there and see if we can make a run.
New toy, huh?
New toy.
Louis, what are your thoughts?
The new toy thing is interesting, Kirk, because you remember when you got a brand new baseball glove on Christmas and, you know, you're looking at your old glove and you're like, you know what? This thing's really good. It's broken in.
Uh-huh.
I've had it for years and it's
comfortable.
It's comfortable. It's above and beyond reliable. That's Fitzpatrick, and you know the Dolphins are looking at this new toy, and you know, to your point a minute ago, you know, maybe he is lights out in practice, and maybe he is showing that he's, you know, he's ready at this point. I mean, you know, as you look at this, I mean, that is the only thing that you can really look at and say, well, you know what? This is why they made that decision. There's no other reason for it. I mean, you know, I went and I looked at Fitzpatrick's numbers compared to other quarterbacks that, you know, through the six games up to this point. And Fitzpatrick in completion percentage and in yardage and, you know, just about anything else, he's in the top 10. You know, so it's not that he's playing bad football. When you're playing better than two-thirds of the NFL at quarterback, and there's a lot of guys that he's playing, you know, his statistically, he's playing better than right now in the NFL. You know, I mean, that's the only thing you can honestly think of is the fact that the coaching staff feels that the team is better with him in the game. rather than Fitzpatrick. Now, you know, I'm not going to necessarily tell you I agree with that, but, you know, we're going to find out pretty quickly, aren't we?
Is it that they feel he's better or that he has the potential to be better as the season goes along?
Well, I mean, at 3-3, Mike, you know, to answer that question, I think that this team has a very legitimate chance at making the playoffs. I mean, we've seen a lot of teams lately not playing that well. New England and Buffalo, the two teams in our division, are losing football games of late. And you're seeing that they have some, you know, some faults. And they're not, you know, necessarily world beaters. And I feel that this team has the potential to make the playoffs. I mean, you look through the AFC and, you know, we've talked about this before with the amount of playoff teams that are going to be at, you know, that are going to make it this year. This team does have a legitimate shot. I don't know, you know, what their logic is other than the fact that they feel that they can win more football games down the stretch here with Tua at quarterback.
That's exactly what their thought has to be. Otherwise, you don't make the move, right?
Absolutely. So, I mean, you know, you're going to make real quickly, Mike, and then I'll let you, you know, make your point. You know, the fact is this, is that if you're making this change right now, you know, I don't want to hear this crap about, you know, well, they're getting his feet wet. They're, you know, they want him to be ahead of the game, you know, going in the next season. I don't want another season thrown in the garbage, you know, over the fact that we have to get a quarterback's feet wet. I mean, right now we're in the thick of this.
No, yeah, you're not putting him in week 6 to wet his feet. You do that in week 14.
15. Exactly. And, you know, we talked about this on the podcast on Monday, Mike, and I felt that, you know, right now, unless this team starts to falter, they're in a position to make the playoffs. And, you know, the timing, you know, there's a few other points I'll make, but I'll let you guys talk a little bit prior to that, you know, in regard to timing and stuff.
You and I talked, and I think you brought up the idea that you might have let him play the second half this past week rather than just a couple of, you know, mop-up snaps late in the game.
Absolutely.
And I totally 100% agree with that. That, to me, might have been the smarter way to go about doing it. But, look, I mean, they're not stupid. They know what they're doing. Now, whether or not it works is another story, but they have to feel, and I'm sure it's an organization feel, not just a Flores feel, that they are going to be a better offense with Tua behind center.
Right.
So, I mean, if you feel that way, then you got to make the move. And I think that's, you know, why they did it. And I think that, you know, they have the 2 weeks to get this kid ready, as, you know, ready as he can be. And then it's up to him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, getting back to the point you just made, and then Kirk, I know you're anxious there because this is your boy. But you know, the thing is this, is that in the second half of this game with a 21-0 lead at the half, why not bring him in at that
Absolutely.
Point? You know, I mean, and let him get a half of football in, and then, you know, compare him to what Fitzpatrick did in the first half and compare him to what he gets done in the second half. You're playing the same football team with the same personnel on the field. Then you have something going into the Ram game. If he did well, if he did better than Fitzpatrick, great. But, you know, you're throwing him in against an extremely good football team and an extremely good defense.
Well, there is a flip side to that, though.
Yes.
The Rams don't have much to, you know, much film to see to prepare for. So when Tua goes out there, they have no idea what the offense is going to be like.
Absolutely.
There is an advantage to what they're doing.
Mike, if in fact that's the case, then why announce it at this point? It does, you know,
well,
that's
a good question, but maybe they just did so it because they felt it was going to be leaked or whatever, and they just wanted to make the announcement.
I guess. I mean, I wouldn't. I'm not giving another football team an opportunity to do that. I mean, if you're going to make this move, then just keep it, you know, keep it under covers, you know, announce it 2 days before and let them scramble a little bit like, oh, shit, you know, now we've got to, you know, we've got to prepare for a completely different quarterback.
I think that's what Belichick would have done. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with that. Yep. I mean, you know, all's fair in love and war.
Uh-huh. Kirk?
Go ahead, Kirk. I know you're anxious there.
My turn?
Yes. You got 1 minute.
I love it. Now, I just, you guys just made a really good point. Even if they do have that extra week to prepare, like Mike said, there's prepare for what? They don't know what they're going to see.
Right.
So, you know, they're not preparing for Fitzy anymore. If we would have waited, then, you know, they wouldn't have less time. But all they have is like four plays to go by. They don't know what kind of offense they're going to trot out there.
Exactly.
Yeah, but Kirk, listen, you can go back and see what he did in college all, you know, those couple of years, and you know what they're going to do. I mean, you know, that these guys in the NFL are smart. They're going to go back and look at his college film, and they're going to see what he prefers to do, the plays that he runs, and they know the Dolphins are going to incorporate that. So they can do that. I mean, you know, it's not like they don't have anything on this guy that they just dragged him off the street. You know, they have college film and they're going to look at it. I mean, there's no question about that.
That's true, but they don't know how Miami intends to use him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They're gonna look at his strengths and his tendencies, Mike, in college, and I'm sure they're not going to be any different in the NFL. You know, that's all I'm saying, that they will go back and look at film.
I think they'll look at his strengths. They'll look at his weaknesses, and you know, I'm sure they have a scouting report on him. You know, they'll look at that stuff.
Right.
But I don't know that they're going to get much looking at Alabama film, is what I'm saying. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, Gailey's offense may be totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think they're going to waste any time looking at his weaknesses, because hopefully we're smart enough to use his weaknesses. So just being a little bit silly here. I was trying to figure out why, another reason why they were doing this. And I had talked to Mike earlier. We did that member spotlight, and we had talked about, you know, how much they were in that race for Le'Veon Bell. Mm-hmm. And it just leads me to believe that they knew they were going to get ready and put this kid in, and they tried to get him one more weapon prior to doing it. And it,
you know, I believe
didn't
that.
Work.
Makes sense. That it makes all the sense in the world. Absolutely.
And then I looked at, you know, you're right, Fitzy is 12th in passing. But one of the glaring things, and this isn't all his fault, but out of 70 third down conversions, we've only converted 28 of them. And I don't think that Jets game with all those, you know, non-conversions, I think it was time. Maybe his arm's a little tired. I don't know. But
you know what's interesting, Kurt? You know, what I have found from Fitz is that like this past week, he didn't have that fire in him. And maybe they all knew that this was going to be the last game that he was going to be starting, because to me it seemed like, you know, he was kind of just going through the motions, so to speak. You know, he wasn't fired up as much as he usually is. So maybe he saw it coming, and maybe it's got to bother you a little bit, you know, as far as a quarterback is concerned, you know, when you're out there having fun. I mean, you're here to play. So maybe he knew. Maybe they all knew.
You're making me sad, Lou.
Well, he's not going anywhere. I mean, listen, this could be this.
Oh,
could
there's
be,
rumors out there they're going to trade him to Dallas.
Dallas,
which I find it ridiculous, but you know,
why? Really? I mean, yeah. Dallas is paying that backup quarterback an awful lot of money,
Dalton,
now.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, Fitzy. Listen, Dallas has got a lot of problems. I mean, it goes above and beyond that quarterback. They need to get some defensive players in there, but that's, you know, that's a whole other story. But, you know, Fitzy's not going anywhere. And, you know, this could be one game and done. I mean, you know, we saw Rosen come in last year, and I'm not comparing Tua to Rosen because I think they're night and day. But
I think so, too.
You know, honestly, if he goes out and has a really poor game, you know, this could change extremely quickly. I mean,
you think so?
I do, Mike. I really do, because I truly feel that this team wants to make the playoffs this year. It's a stepping stone.
That I believe, but I think if he goes out and has a bad game, you're still going to start him out the next week. I don't think you're going to have that quick a hook.
I don't know. I mean, you know, again, it remains to be seen. I mean, I don't think he's going to go out and have a bad game. I think that this coaching staff has all the confidence in the world in this kid, or else they wouldn't be doing this. I mean, you know, you have to. I mean, this is a very bold move.
It is.
As far as I'm concerned.
It's a gutsy move.
It's a gutsy move, and it it's going to be talked about for the next 2 weeks. And, you know, I mean, you know, it's not like this team is 0-6 and they desperately needed to do it or Fitzpatrick got hurt. I mean, they're just making
It's balls to the wall. They are pulling out all the stops. They tried to get Le'Veon Bell. That didn't work. But now, you know, they're throwing Tua out there, and they're doing it because they believe they can win.
Right.
So, I mean, that, you know, you got to be excited about that as a fan because you want the team acting that way. You want them pulling out all the stops, so to speak. So I'm excited. I really am.
You have to be. I mean, you just have to be. I mean, this is what we've been wanting for years.
Hell yeah.
I mean, as much as we all love Fitzpatrick, and you know I love him.
Yeah, we do. No, sure. We all do.
Probably above and beyond you two guys. And, you know, I love the guy, but I mean, I got to tell you, you know, I'm excited. I'm just a little bit, you know, nervous because I just don't want another season, you know, being tossed away because I honestly feel that this team can make the playoffs. I truly do. So hopefully this is going to, you know, enhance those chances.
Okay, but Fitzpatrick is a 500 quarterback. That's what he's been. And mm-hmm. that's how he's been with us. Mm-hmm. So you're hoping that Tua can perform at a higher level. And but it's going to take that to make the playoffs. They know that.
Is he a 500 quarterback over the last, you know, say, you know, half a season last year and the first half of this year? Or is the team a 500?
Well, it's a combination of both. You understand that.
I mean, I think Fitzpatrick's done more than enough. I think, you know, a lot of other levels have hurt us on this football team. So I don't.
Well, last year, you know, it was the offensive line, but they've got a lot of that figured out.
And the defense.
Out. Yeah,
and
of course. Defense. Of course. So we'll see. I mean, look, you know what you're getting with Fitzpatrick, and I'm not saying it's bad, but what I am saying is it's probably not good enough to overtake the Bills in the division. Mm-hmm. Okay, I would not expect Fitzpatrick to do that. I would expect him to continue to do what he's doing, you know, have a hot game, have a cool game, have a hot game, have a mediocre game, you know, and that's just the way he is.
Yes.
You know, but as far as a mentor and, you know, a guy to energize the team, he's been all that and more. But, you know, the coaches have to decide, you know, what is it we're looking for? And I think when you really sit down and boil it down, what we're looking for is wins. And they believe that Tua can provide that.
I think that when he gets in there, he's going to provide that extra spark. His passes, he's known to be a precision passer. He's going to create a lot of things. Fitzy created some stuff, but this is our guy. We drafted him. He's ready to go. They think he's ready to go. He must be showing a lot in practice, like I said, and it's really, really exciting to get to see this kid get out on the field. I know that all the tickets that the Dolphins had for that game are already gone. So
that's great.
They were gone quick.
That's great.
And this is what everybody's been waiting for.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so now that 13,000 cap, every game is going to be, everybody's going to be there. So the sky's the limit. That I had told Mike earlier, I had looked at the schedules of the three teams. And I know we have a few, you know, tough games left, but the Pats and the Bills got a lot of tough games too. And the best thing about us is that we play everybody that's in front of us.
Yep.
So that being said, we, you know, the destiny, whatever we do and whatever we end up being is because of us, because we have the opportunity. We have those teams in front of us. And it's going to be nice now to be able to see Tua go against Herbert and Tua go against Burrow. So we can, you know, we can calm that nonsense down for a little bit.
Compare them.
And compare them. And they, you know, they're going heads up against each other. So,
well, it's not only those guys. It's against every quarterback. I mean, you've got a game against Murray coming up.
Mahomes.
Mahomes, Josh Allen. You've got some of the best quarterbacks in the league on our schedule the rest of the way. I mean,
and do you think that factored into that decision?
It's very possible. I mean, you're going against world beater, you know, quarterbacks. And, you know, hey, like Kirk said at the beginning, you know, you've got this new toy. And I'll tell you what, you know, like Kirk said as well, you know, the sky's the limit with this kid. And as you mentioned, Mike, you know what you have with Fitzpatrick. And, And defenses know what you have with Fitzpatrick. You know, we're limited to an extent. And I don't really want to knock Fitzpatrick in that sense, because I think our offense as a whole is somewhat limited. The offensive line is only as, you know, they can get much better as the season progresses, as long as we stay healthy. But, you know, our running backs are what they are. You know, our receivers are what they are. You know, Grant, Williams, across the board, you know, they are what they are. Now, Tua brings, you know, he brings a different element, you know, to your offense. He's a guy that, okay, well, you've got all these pieces in place and you know what everybody's going to bring. But now with Tua, maybe he just brings your team to another level, much like Mahomes does, you know, with the Chiefs and some of these other young quarterbacks.
Exactly. So, and that's what he's known for. He's known for being able to really read a defense quickly.
Right.
He's known for making quick decisions.
Right.
And we know how important that is. We've seen the opposite.
The interesting thing's going to be, guys, is whether they curtail his running out of the pocket and that type of thing, and telling him, listen, we don't want you doing that, because, I mean, you kind of need him to do that. You know, you kind of need him. I mean, I just hope he's smart when he goes out there. And, you know, because when you're, you know, adrenaline's going, I mean, you know, you're out there and you're playing football. I mean, that's just the way this kid is. And, you know, I just hope he's smart about what he does once he does get out there. Because, you know, he's going to be fired up. There's no question about it.
Of course. I'm fired up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his family will be there, I'm sure. And, you know, he'll want to put on a good show for them. And you know, he's living a dream, you know.
Mm-hmm. Kirk, well, I know you can't contain yourself. I mean, you know, you got 2 weeks now. You're gonna be climbing the walls, right?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think Matt Hawk had put something on my Facebook page about one of those GIFs about my reaction when they said they were going to start me. Had these two girls like going crazy and saying yay and some other nonsense. So people are starting to come at me a little bit. But here's the thing: when we talked in the beginning of the year, we said that two things that had to happen. The first thing was the offensive line needed time to gel,
mm-hmm. right,
to be able to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
And they've shown that, you know, they can definitely protect them in pass protection
for a short time.
For a short time. But that, for, yeah. Well,
go ahead.
You know, there hasn't been that many sacks, which is good. They're doing a decent job. Now you got Robert Hunt out there with Kinley. So, and I know, Mike, you had said that. The left-handed quarterback, it doesn't matter. You still need two good tackles any way you look at it. But
yes, because you have to line up against those defensive ends who are good. And, you know, you don't want a poor tackle going against somebody's franchise, you know, defensive end.
Exactly.
So, yes, you do need good tackles on both sides.
And, it stinks that Austin Jackson's out right now, but I think we got the tackles.
I think he'll be back in 2 weeks, won't he?
I don't know.
I mean, we're hoping, right? I mean, that's what the talk is that, you know, he'll be ready.
He could be back. They have not said anything definite. Mm-hmm. I think he broke his foot or broke a toe or something, you know, because it was a fairly significant injury. So we'll see. They really haven't said so.
Right.
But I'm that's confident. A kid. What do you think, Lou? You confident with the line now? I think they can protect this kid.
Listen, you know, the Rams defense is a challenge, okay? And, you know, this football game, you know, it's interesting because I'll tell you what, you know, you've got Arnold on the opposite side, and I'll tell you, that guy is an absolute beast. He can control a football game. So, you know, ideally you want to be at full strength across that line, and without Jackson in, I don't think we are. You know, I think that, you know, overall the offensive line has did a pretty good job. You know, Mike made comment, you know, and I think he was being a little sarcastic. They get rid of the football pretty quickly. So, you know, it's hard to really gauge, you know, how good the offensive line is actually doing when Fitzpatrick's getting rid of the ball. And what was the time, Mike? 2.2 seconds?
Between 2.2 and 2.4 seconds. I mean, that's quick.
That's quick. And, you know, I think they're designed that way. And, You know, I'm not 100% sold on the offensive line. I mean, we look at the grades and, you know, some of the guys are grading out okay and some of them aren't, you know, but.
Which is to be expected at this point in time.
Absolutely. You got two rookies that have played the majority of the games and you got guys switching around and stuff. But, you know, here's the thing. I mean, you know, you compare them to what we've seen over the last couple of years and it's, you know, it's a major improvement. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's a major improvement. You know, so, you know, to answer your question, Kirk, I do have some confidence in them. And I think that Tua is capable of escaping pressure, much like Fitzpatrick is. I think he'll move around the pocket well enough to where, you know, he'll be able to still create some plays down the field, even with pressure on him. We just don't want to see overbearing protection to where it's just impossible for them to make plays. And, you know, I think they'll hold up to some extent. You know, we're going to find out pretty quick again, you know, 2 weeks from now. You know, we'll see how it all unfolds because this defensive line is definitely going to be a test for us.
They are going to be a test for us. Now, you know, I think the middle of our line is fairly solid. The two guards and Karras have been playing fairly well.
Right.
You know, the question is the tackles, especially Davis, you know, but so far he's held his own. So we'll see what happens. Anything else you guys would like to add?
Well, I mean, I'll say this, it's a major, major difference. I mean, we've seen this before in our history, Mike, you know, when Woodley got replaced by Marino, much different circumstances. Woodley and the offense were just not doing anything. You know, everybody was getting tired of the Woodley situation, you know, Woodstrock, and, you know, it was just getting tiresome. Woodley was, you know, a very, very marginal quarterback. He did some things well, and he didn't do a lot of things very good.
He was an athlete playing quarterback, as Shula would say.
Right. So little bit different circumstances. When we threw Marino in, you know, the rest is history. So let's just hope that, you know, it's a little bit different circumstance because the team's playing okay and the offense I felt was doing well. But again, you know, this is a guy that, you know, that's a franchise type player that, you know, that you've been wanting for a long time. And if the coaching staff feels it's time, it's time. Let's rock and roll. Let's do it.
Well, that was going to be my question. Do you think it's the right time? And your answer pretty much says yes.
you know, I don't know about that, Mike. I mean, the timing, you know, I'm in between on it because you're throwing him in against a very good defense. And I would have loved, like we said earlier, for him to at least get a half a football in against the Jets. You know, you're throwing him out there and, you know, the timing's strange to me, but you know, if the coaching staff made this decision, you know, who are we to say differently, you know,
exactly.
Now it could prove, they could be, you know, proven wrong. And, you know, I'm a little skeptical about
the
timing.
They're not gods. They don't know how it's going to turn out, but they have to feel good about the decision or they wouldn't make it.
Right. I'm somewhat skeptical, but very excited. Let's put it at that.
Uh-huh.
Kirk?
Well, with me, pretty soon, you know me, here comes the optimist. It's time to roll, and we're going to do it. That simple. That kid is going to get on that field and take care of business, and he's going to bring other elements to the game with speed and that accuracy and those quick slants, and he's going to take some shots deep. It's time. Everybody wants him. Now, before Lou answered the question, before he knew what the question was, I would have said that I thought that they would bring him along a little slower, maybe give him a series here and there in the games and get him used to it that way. And I was waiting until we got to like the Jets again or the Bengals or something like that.
Probably watched our third down conversions against the Jets and decided that, you know, maybe we need to do something about that.
Yep. And he converted our only first down on third down. So, but I could just be babbling. So I'll just tell you that you guys know how excited I am. And I can't wait for this. That the kid's going to play. I really wanted him. I think he's
the
real deal.
We know you did. Now, is it the right time, Kirk?
It is the right time.
Okay.
It is the right time because they say it's the right time.
And I agree with that. I'm very open to Flores' decisions, because I think so far he hasn't made any bad ones that, that we can really critique.
Absolutely. Yeah. You got to have that, Mike. You're absolutely right. You got to have, that's what I just said a little bit earlier as well, that, you know, who are we to say? You know, I mean, am I skeptical about the timing of all this? Yes. But you have to have the confidence in the fact that the coaching staff knows what the hell they're doing and they're making the right decision and this is the time they want to do it. And he's going to give us the best chance of winning, because this team wants to win football games. And if anybody tells you differently, and people post stuff on the Facebook page about, well, you know, he's got to get, you know, they got to get games under his belt. No. They want to make the playoffs this year.
That's right.
They're doing this to win right now. It's not about later on, because if it was, I don't think they would make the move right now. I think this is about, you know, bringing, like Kirk just mentioned, a different element to every football game for this football team and giving them the best chance to win.
Yep. It's going to be a long 2 weeks, guys.
Yeah. I mean, that's the, you know, I hate bye weeks. Yeah, I really do. I wish they'd do away with them. You know, here's the thing real quick is that, you know, when the, you know, with the COVID and everything, I was so hoping that, you know, that we would eliminate bye weeks due to it, that every single week we'd have a football game and there was just no way around it. Unfortunately, you know, we've got our bye week this week, and that kind of stinks. So we've got to wait 2 weeks to see Dolphin football again. But, you know, we've got something very much to look forward to.
Yep. Like Christmas.
Well, we also have the – yeah, I'm sorry
it's
about
like
that,
Christmas.
Mike. Well, here's the thing also. With the bye week, we have some people that need to get healthy to get them back on the field. So it as far as that goes, it's good because – you know, a couple
You're
of these
exactly
guys
right.
that went out.
Yep, they need it.
We get them back.
Yeah, Parker, we're going to absolutely need in 2 weeks from now. And, you know, let's just hope he's on the field. I mean, you need him. There's such a drop-off. There really is.
Well, I think we know if he can be on the field, he'll be there. I really believe that. You know, this kid's determined to do well.
Absolutely. And you know he's going to want to be out there with Tua in his first game. I mean, there's no question about that.
All right, guys. This was fun, unexpected, and fins up until next time.
Fins up.
Fins up, Dolphins.
All right, so that's our show for this week. I just want to remind everyone that the Fin Fans podcast is part of the DolphinsTalk.com podcast network.
Podcast Network.